Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How do you do?
Hear that?
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hear that?
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hear that?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too?
Hey man,
how was the road trip? Bob and Dusty wanna know.
Hey man,
what do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey man,
is it true you're a deadhead too?
Hey man,
kid baseball, wanna talk to
it's a Wednesday at 9. You hear that tune. You know the head man for the Royals, Matt Cotrero, joins us here on Fesco and Dusty. Q, how are you on this Wednesday morning?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah,
doing
pretty good. Can't complain.
Doing pretty well.
Yeah. All right, week in the books. The kid's been called up. What's been the most impressive thing so far for Caglione to Q?
Oh, I mean, I think it's, you know, you see how hard he hits the ball. I mean, that's an incredible skill set. You know, he squared up a bunch of balls and gotten very little to show for it. Even his outs have been loud for the most part. But, you know, that's on the field. Everybody's going to see that. I think more impressively is how he's handled all the attention. I mean, it's not foreign to him as a high pick and a college All-American and all those kinds of things, but it is different at the big league level, and he's been extremely professional.
I think, and this is the feeling that I get, bringing Cags up was great to get him the experience, but I look at the effect that it's had on the rest of the lineup. I think guys feel better now that he's in the lineup. I feel like Bobby's kind of taken off a little bit. Vinny clearly had a hell of a week, you know, with Cags in there. How much of that Cags effect has been felt by everybody else in the locker room, where they got kind of excited that this kid was up here, make their job, I don't want to say easier, but you know what I mean by that.
Yeah, I mean, there was certainly an energy. I mean, we were on the road, and we had a huge turnout in St. Louis. You know, his effect, you know, overall, you're hoping that it deepens the lineup. You know, so far, he has done a good job at the plate, you know, and I think that's something that we talk about all the time, whether it's him or somebody else. You know, we need production up and down the lineup, and his production in the long run is going to be more power based than doubles and RBIs, and that's something that our lineup needs. We know that. You know, to your point, Vinny had a great week, not only player of the week in the American League, but his last 6 weeks or so have been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, Bobby, as you mentioned, got going a little bit more on the road trip as well, and St. Louis, we swung the bats pretty well overall. So all of those things we look at as positive signs.
Do you, when you look at big picture of baseball, look at Cags being called up and then the Red Sox calling up Roman Anthony, the Brewers are calling up their top pitching prospect, the White Sox have called up a couple of top prospects over the last couple of weeks. Like, this is really good for baseball, Q. It's kind of new for baseball, too. We're now seeing all these prospects called up sooner rather than later.
Well, the timeline has definitely been sped up. Yeah, I mean, you can even point to within the past couple of years. I mean, the Angels took guys in the same year and put them in the big leagues, whether that was Shanuel or Neto and the pitcher Joyce. So they've done quite a bit of it. You know, I mean, some of that is circumstance and what you currently have in your big league team or your farm system, and others is when the guys just push the timeline, you know. And I haven't followed the career of Roman Anthony, but, you know, from what everybody says, I mean, he's killed the minor leagues. And, you know, in Jack's case, he did exactly what we would have hoped. I mean, we hope that he goes out and kills Double A, goes to Triple A, and he sped the timeline up based on his performance. So good for him. That's what you want. That's what we tell our guys all the time, is go knock the door down and make the decisions tough for us.
I know you don't really focus a whole lot on rivalries or maybe things that get blown out of proportion because of a clip, but there was a clip last night of one Jazz Chisholm talking about how if Michael Garcia tagged him like that again, he'd slap the F out of him. Is there any little bit of any scuffle there in that clubhouse with Chisholm and way he kind of handles his business towards the Royals?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I watched the replay of that. I'm not sure what Michael should have done.
Right.
You know, the ball was right there. It was the throw and the slide and everything were at the exact same time. So I'm not sure, you know, what his frustration was there. I'm not sure if he went back and watched the play again or not, but that doesn't really do a whole lot for us.
Maybe he's never played baseball and doesn't know, like, you have to go real fast with the tag and sometimes it may hit somebody in the wrong spot. Maybe that was his first experience at that cue. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's the emotion of the moment. I mean, everybody says things at times that, you know, aren't really meaningful or whatever. You get wrapped up in the moment. So, you know, maybe that's what it was.
Speaking of saying something meaningful, last night, Noah Cameron, you know, maybe not his greatest stuff, but obviously that blast by Judge and Wells, some unfortunate things. What's a manager say to a guy like Noah Cameron after last night?
Yeah, I mean, look, Noah got behind Judge. You know, he that's not the first time he's done that to somebody. You know, when you get behind him and threw him a fastball, then the next couple times Noah got ahead of him and mixed it up and got him out. You know, the unfortunate one was he was battling like crazy to get Wells, threw him a bunch of sliders. Wells had a great at-bat and caught a changeup out front. So that was a huge turning point in the game. You know, if we keep it 2-1 there, who knows? But Noah doesn't need any special messages. You know, he's going to get the ball, you know, next series, and he's going to go out there and compete like crazy.
I don't want to make assumptions, and I don't want to, you know, like say, okay, this is everything going forward, but I assume he's got a spot in your rotation now going forward. Like, there's no consideration of even sending him back down to the minor leagues. He's earned it, right?
Well, you know, we have to consider all options, Bob. You know, I mean, we have to figure we always need starting pitching depth, but Noah has done everything he can possibly do to cement himself in the big leagues. But, that's one of those things that when things come up, injuries come up or performance, you know, you've seen in the past, sometimes we send relievers down too that are doing well because the bullpen gets beat up and we have to get a fresh arm up. That's all part of managing the roster for a full season. So there are no guarantees in this game.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there, but I, you know, just the way that he's pitched right now, it's been masterful, man. Like, I don't even know that he thought he could pitch this good at the big league level, you know?
Well, I mean, I think he does. I think he feels like he belongs. I think he's done a great job from day one of spring training and the way he's presented himself and the way that his message was, I'm here to try to make the team, you know, and so he was disappointed when he didn't. But we tell all these guys, right, the timeline isn't always what you want, right? There's certain circumstances that are out of your control, and when you get your opportunity, if you keep yourself in the right frame of mind, you're going to be in a good spot to perform, and he's done exactly that.
Yeah, I know I'm going to ask you this question. You're going to probably say, well, duh, Bob. If I knew the answer, I'd be doing it. But the scoring position stuff with the averages from 1 year to the next, from leading the league or second best in the league last year to last in the league right now with runners in scoring position, what have you guys maybe done in the past or seen things done in the past with other organizations when you're in a spot like that and you just can't seem to get that big hit? Have you seen anything done that you can do, like, I don't know, like, you know, sacrifice whatever type thing?
Like a live chicken,
yes.
Well, I mean, if you remember last year too, when we were really good at it, it is probably one of the most volatile stats in baseball, not only on a team level but an individual level, right? I mean, there's certain things, it's same type of thing that we're talking about with controlling your own timeline, there's certain things that are out of your control when you hit the ball. Now, the biggest thing is controlling your zone. You have to swing at the pitches that you can do something with. I think at times we've done that. At times we've gotten out of it. But there's no one answer, and each guy's approach is different. Each situation is different. Each opposing pitcher is different. So, like you said to start the question, if there was one answer, we would have pushed that button. But that's not the way this game works, and sometimes you got to ride these out, and it'll pass, and we'll start getting those hits.
Q, we appreciate the time. I think I speak for the entire city in this lovely city of Kansas City. Go get these next two against these damn Yankees, man, and have a good time doing it.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Take care.
That's Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, here joining the show.
You can definitely tell it's summer in his house because he's already in the car headed to work.
That's right. Yeah. Kids are up, man. Kids are there. I'm out.
The first thing I'm like, he's not normally in the car at this time headed to the office, but summer's here.
That's right.
See ya. Got to work.
Summer's here, you know, because when your team is in the news during OTAs, it ain't good news. And Pittsburgh is there, but not because of their quarterback. We get to our poll question that we asked the other earlier on the show on the Fesco and Dusty poll question on the Fan's Twitter page, the Fan 965. We'll dive into that next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at the Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
It's going to be a hot one outside today.
Man, it's a hot one. Rob Thomas. Man. Does Bubich do the deed tonight? Gold just asked me the question. I'm going to get to our poll question in a second, but Gold just asked me the question. If Bubich throws in on Jazz Chisholm tonight, does Chisholm walk towards the mound? Or does he just...
Chisholm is going to start in center field.
Like, do you think Jazz is really about it? You think he takes a couple steps towards the slab? Because if he does,
quite frankly,
if he does, I want to see Salvador Perez go full angry mode and just throw him away. Like, absolutely not, dude. But again, you don't waste Bubich like that, right? Like, I don't, because they'll get a warning. I think they would get a warning.
No, you slap a tag down is what you do with this guy, because obviously that's what's pissed him off, right? That's what you do. You don't go up and in or anything like that. You slap that tag again and then let him get up and try to fight a la George Brett Greg Nettle style. Now, the difference is somebody will be ejected this time. These guys will not punch each other in the face and dust each other off. But when was the last time you really saw a major leaguer throw a legit punch at anybody?
Well, I mean, like Odor, which was like what, 9 years ago?
How long ago was that, right?
I think it was 9 years ago.
Yeah, it was. I think it was 2016. I think it was after the Royals, you know, won the World Championship, and we had that situation take place. But like, that just doesn't happen. Baseball is a lot of hold me back, bro, guys, right? And then the bullpen waddles in, and then they had a breath and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And by the time they get there, the hold me back bros are done, and what, like, we don't really see those fights. I'd like to see a real fight, though, with this guy. Ooh. Slap the tag on him. Let's go. You got something to say? Stand up and say it.
Yeah,
and see what he does, and then let's see it roll.
Well, and this is just like a lingering gnat that doesn't go away. He had the lucky comment. He had the play at second with Michael Garcia last year where, you know, Vern said Michael Garcia was the strongest man in the world at that moment, because even he said, he's like, I wouldn't be able to hold back, and he did.
Yeah.
And then last night had the tag. Michael probably didn't even see the video until after the game, and we just talked to Q about that. Clearly the video has been seen by everyone on this roster. That's the way I took that. He's like, I don't really know what he wants him to do any differently. Like, we watched it. That's how tags work. And look, I mean, if they come up and in to Bobby or Cags or Vinny, who's the hottest hitter in the American League right now outside of Aaron Judge, Like, what do you do? Do you want to see your team stand their ground?
But there's no reason for the Yankees to come inside on one of our guys. This is a Jazz Chisholm thing.
Why wouldn't they come inside on Michael Garcia?
On purpose, you think?
Yeah. He's the one that applied the tag. That's a reason.
I know, but he applied a tag. Like, this is, to me, I'm looking at Jazz Chisholm. If I'm one of the Yankees, I'm going,
shut up.
This is on you, bro. Like, we're not protecting you. I mean, this is also a guy who's had a hell of a week. Mic'd up, error. Last night, cuts off his shortstop for no apparent reason and then throws wild with Salvi running down. Mm-hmm. Then he's complaining about this. Like, this guy's been in it for the last couple of nights. If I'm his teammates, quite frankly, I'm getting tired of his act.
If you're Boone, is he in the roster? Is he in the lineup
today? Of course he's in the lineup. But, I mean, it doesn't mean I'm not tired of his act if I'm one of his teammates.
I'm interested because we talk about how you get into the dog days of summer and how you want to see a team kind of, you know, step up and in questions to, they can't do this, or they need that walk off 3-run homer to really ignite the locker room, or they need something. Look, I'm just telling you, if you could write a book about baseball and get somebody into a game tonight that is outside of the sport, that they could read this book in a matter of 20 minutes, and you put in what Jazz Chisholm has done and what the Yankees have done to the Royals, and now what? The Yankees have beaten the Royals 6 straight times now, right? They beat them the last 2 games of the ALDS. They swept them earlier this year, and they won last night 10-1. They're kicking your ass.
Oh, yeah.
And they're spitting in your face. They're stealing your girl, and they're waving to you and trolling you on the internet, and you're not doing anything about it. So when some guy says, if he slaps a tag on me like that, I'm going to slap him in the effing
face. Let's see what you do then. Put your money where your mouth is.
That's all
I'm
saying.
Put the tag on him.
So, yeah, I mean, Jazz is living rent-free in KC, guys. Free. Okay, fine. Then make him pay for it then. Make him pay for rent tonight. Send him a little change. Send him a little sweet chin. No, don't throw it in his face. Throw it like in his back ribs. Throw it in his back pocket. Let him know. And then when he laughs about it, move on. And if the Yankees want to continue, then the ball's in the Yankees court. If they want to be like, look, we don't have time for you guys. We just beat you guys last night 10-2. But all of a sudden the Royals start hitting, knocking guys in scoring position, then you found your antidote to wake a team up. Because you're in the dog days of summer. It's starting. We talked about when we got on the show. It's getting warm. It's going to be a hot one tonight. There's going to be 25,000 people there tonight. Shout out to the 30K that were out there last night. Great crowd last night, by the way.
I mean, I couldn't get there for like an hour and a half. I know, I'm sure everybody else, because I heard people around, like, oh my God, that traffic was insane. And it was a good thing to see a lot of that traffic. I mean, I get on 435 at Quivira. We did not move until we got into the parking lot. It took we left the house at 5:15 and we were walking in at first pitch. That's how long it took to get out there. No construction, no accidents. A lot of that was people headed to the ball game last night, which was really awesome to see. You want people out there in mass to see this team play. You want people to love what's going on out at Kauffman Stadium. And last night they had an opportunity. They didn't do so good last night, and it's going to happen. But I think where people kind of took a right hand turn is that it's just kind of been a struggle bus all year when it comes to scoring runs, right? And we saw it again last night, whether it was Max Fried or, you know, Lou Gotz on the mound. This team is struggling to score runs, and they've got to figure out a way to break through. And that's why I ask you, sacrifice a live chicken? Like, what do you do in those type of situations? Because something eventually has to give. Something has to give where they come up with that big hit, or maybe something gives and they go out and get a different bat, and having another new bat in the lineup kind of infuses everybody and gives them that boost that they're needing right now. But until they start getting those key hits, man, it doesn't matter what Bubich does. It doesn't matter what Reagans does. It doesn't matter what anybody does. If they can't come up with that key hit and score more runs than the Pirates and Rockies, they're not going to win a lot of ball games this year.
913 pulls one out of their hat and gives us a more relative actual punch. Jose Ramirez absolutely buckled Tim Anderson a couple years ago in 2023.
That was 2023, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hit him right in the chin, buckled his knee, and then Tim Anderson was like, we want some more. Like, nah, dude,
no, trust me. You got,
everybody knows that posture, man. When you go to like worldstarhiphop.com and see those guys get those knees that get jelly, that was Tim Anderson, baby. So, I mean, look, I'm seeing text messages too. Like, we're going to do all this for a 215 hitter. This is more than stats, though. Like, this is not about, oh, let's go hit Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is one of the coolest dudes you ever meet. I remember Kramer last night. This is a funny story for Kramer. So Kramer last night's getting a bunch of audio. We walked around the ballpark last night, did a bunch of stuff for the IG page. And he was like, I might go in the Yankees locker room because what the heck, I might get some money. I'm like, yeah, dude, go do it. You love baseball. Go.
He may get what?
Like good audio or something from like one of the guys talking about CAGs or something like that, right? And I was like, well, Aaron Judge's locker should be here. That's where it always is, where their big players are always like right at this spot. I was like, he's normally a pretty cool dude because Aaron Judge has a special moment in my life being a young buck going and getting audio from players. And he texted me late last night and goes, you were right about Aaron Judge. Walked out with him, super cool, humble dude. I was like, yeah, that's not a guy that like you would seek out to hit. Like Aaron Judge is doing that against every single team for the last 8 years. Like that's just who Aaron Judge is. Jazz Chisholm, on the other hand, it doesn't matter about stats, but like when you threaten that you're going to slap the F out of somebody if they do a baseball move to you, then that's not about stats. That's about, okay, if you're going to say this, then we're going to do this. And if you don't like the way that we did it, then moves on you.
Yeah.
So again, yeah, he's a heel. I love it. This is what you want. I want to see these two teams. The Royals have had, they were one of their guys thrown at in the face, did nothing. The Royals had somebody get the same guy get slid cleat up to the knees, did nothing. And now here's Jazz Chisholm once again coming around saying he's going to slap somebody in the effing face if he gets tagged like that again. What do the Royals do now? You want to see this team ignite? You want to see what this team can do? Let's see what they do to Jazz Chisholm. Because I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it, but I'm all about it. I will stand on that until it happens, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm just into it. Tim Anderson has never been the same since that punch. No doubt about it. I don't even know if Tim Anderson's in baseball anymore, to be honest with you.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So, our poll question that we asked today for the Fesco and Dusty poll question on the Fan 965, very simple. Well, kind of. We asked, and you have voted, but we asked, would you trade Travis Kelce this year for TJ Watt for this year? Because TJ Watt is yet to get a contract extension at the age of 30, 31. He's wanting to be a Steeler for life, get paid for a well-deserving history of stats that he has provided, but no contract has yet been made for TJ Watt. So we asked the question, would you trade this year Travis Kelce for this year TJ Watt? 476 people have voted. 47.5% said yes, 27.5% said no, and 25% said hell no. So if you want to add the two no's together, you're looking at like 53%.
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Not much, but it's getting bigger with the no's.
A little bit.
It was
yeah.
It was pretty divided early on, right? Like it was more people leaning towards yes, make the trade, which makes me smile a little bit because people are starting to realize mostly everybody, with the exception of Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr., are expendable parts on a team. And if you can get better, you go ahead and you move on with them. But for 1 year of Travis Kelce versus 1 year of TJ Watt, I'm not ready to make that move now. Travis, let's go. Let's finish it. I'm so excited, maybe more so to watch Travis this year than I have been to watch any athlete play in sports. And I don't know how long, like maybe since Mahomes' rookie year, like it's going to be so much fun to watch Travis Kelce in that final year. Cause you know, he wants to put on a show. Page Six caught him going into a workout facility in Florida this morning, getting ready for the season and you know, all that kind of good stuff. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun just watching him play. And I don't want to give up this last year of Travis Kelce for anything right now.
I wonder why he's in Florida.
Why do guys go anywhere? I mean, always in these. Why is this guy here? Yeah. Why they're always in weird locations?
Like a training facility
could be. Assume, yeah, he's got like, his facility down there. Maybe he's got a house where he doesn't have to pay income tax down there in Florida. NHL is going to complain about that. So
it's where he lost his 20 to 25 pounds.
Yeah,
maybe, Florida.
Yeah,
bit by a mosquito and gotten that humidity, man. Yeah. Well,
got a trainer down there. He wants to work with him, so they don't have to be back here till next week for mandatory. Mini camp is next week, I believe, right? So you got OTAs going on right now. They're not mandatory. He's been around for a while. He's down there working out, getting ready for the season. And I'm stoked to watch this kid play this year. I think it's going to just be one of those farewell tours that we're never going to forget, man.
Jordan on our poll commented, there's only a handful of athletes that have left the legacy or meant as much to the Kansas City Chiefs as Travis Kelce. It would be one of the great injustices to move him in his final season. Some things in sports are a little bit bigger than production on the field.
Well, yeah, it's a good.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a really good comment, but we always see that in sports. We see guys finish their career in places that you never anticipated, like Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. So like things like that happen all the time in sports where guys have to go away. Tom Brady in Tampa, you know, it happens more often than it doesn't. And that's why it's so rare. And that's why we should all be excited about this, because very rarely do we get to say goodbye to athletes. You know, either they retire or the league retires them and you don't see it coming. This one with Travis Kelce, not that we're going to roll out rocking chairs at every game for the gentleman, but we all know this is probably the last year we get to enjoy his last year. We get to like live up his last year as much as he's going to live it up, and we don't have to worry about any of that other nonsense of them taking Travis away from us or him retiring in April or something like that. We kind of all know going in, this is going to be the last dance for Travis and Patrick. Let's appreciate it. Let's love this thing up.
How many... What audibles, is that what you call that? Where he throws it, or try to think, those plays that Travis Kelce always does.
Oh, laterals.
Laterals. Yes. How many laterals?
Zero.
Does he hit?
You don't think he has a lateral this year?
No, not after he threw that interception against the Giants a few years ago and tried to throw it across the field and all that kind of stuff.
But he's done it since then.
He's done it like five times since.
I don't think
he... The Buffalo Bills play was a lateral.
The play called back was a lateral.
Oh, you're talking about that. I'm talking about him throwing the football behind the line of scrimmage like a quarterback.
Oh, gotcha. No. Talking
to
the
laterals.
Yeah, laterals.
Not forward passes.
Yes, behind him when he's already running.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot. I was wondering if he's going to have a lateral thrown to him finally. He's always been the guy throwing the laterals. Are we going to have a play where Rashee Rice is in front of him and two guys are coming to him? He looks back and now Kelce gets the lateral.
That'd be fun.
That would
be
awesome.
That'd be great. Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
Absolutely insane if we saw something like that, man. That'd be.
He deserves it. He deserves a lateral.
Or they do that little, you know, thing that Mahomes did in practice the other day, but it's Travis Kelce that catches it this time.
Yes.
Are we going to get little Easter eggs throughout?
Yes.
Probably.
Like,
who's the last home game against? The last home game's Christmas night, right?
Raiders.
Yep. Right?
Raiders.
Last home game is Christmas night, Raiders.
Give them four.
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
It's the last game at Arrowhead in the regular season, most likely, right, for Travis and Patrick together. Final play of the game, Kelce to Mahomes for a touchdown.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. That'd be incredible. Mahomes in the corner,
I don't know if I can
Kelce.
Stand.
Whoop. Oh, no.
I mean,
someone
people
would be standing for me, but it would be my feet.
People would just it's going to be awesome to be inside that arena that day, man, just to see that happen. Like
when Broncos, by the way.
What's that?
Oh, the Broncos.
Yeah. When they introduce him for that final time and they say, you know, number 80, like, you won't hear it. Like, we didn't hear CAG's name announced last night, right? Mike McCartney's up there trying to announce. I blamed it on the speakers because those speakers at Kauffman Stadium aren't very good. New ballpark will have a better sound system, right? You can't hardly hear it anyway, no matter where you sit. And so we're like, God, they didn't even announce his name. No, they did. Everybody was screaming and yelling. You thought that was loud last night. 80,000 people when they announce, and he'll be the last one. It won't be Mahomes being the last one out. It'll be Travis being the last one out. And I don't even know like what I would do, what he's going to do. He's probably not even thinking that far ahead, but you're coming out of that tunnel for the last time in the regular season at Arrowhead where you've won four Super Bowls and, you know, done this whole thing and just been absolutely outstanding for this team. Oh my God. I don't know that we'll, you want to talk about it. You want to talk about setting the noise record that day. Pay that Guinness guy $25,000 to stand his ass down there with that jacket on and put that thing up in the air, because that'll be the noise record breaker that day. And then it'll get broken again when on the last play of the game with the Chiefs up 35-0, Kelce hits Mahomes for a touchdown. Chiefs 42, Denver 0. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Denver.
Or he does that dice roll move again.
Oh, yeah.
Throws a towel at a referee.
Nah, he ain't going to do that.
I know. I'm just trying to have fun with Easter eggs. Come on. Some breaking news out of Jaguars camp. Brian Thomas Jr. is down on the ground with a shoulder injury, currently being checked by trainers. Ooh. There's an update from that tweet. Brian Thomas Jr. is now heading off the field and going inside. Looks like his day may be done. Finished with this line. Fantasy football players are sweating bullets.
No, please don't. Tom Thibodeau has created a Twitter account. He has joined Twitter now. He's at @TThibodeau_96709. He follows three people, and he put out a thank you note to the New York Knicks.
It's really him?
Yeah.
How many followers does he have?
He just opened. 413 right now.
Jeez.
And that's awesome.
Having an account for 1 minute.
Oh, yeah. No, joined May of 24. So yeah. He's been on there for a while.
Okay, just never.
This was his first tweet, though.
This is his first tweet.
His first tweet was a thank you note to New York.
Nice.
Yeah, they should hire him. I'm not kidding. The Knicks should hire Tom Thibodeau. Who they gonna get? Andy Reid ain't walking through that door.
He's not.
You already had Phil Jackson.
How'd that go?
Pat Riley's not working for you anymore. No. Maybe they can trade for Spoelstra.
Spoelstra? Yeah, maybe that'd be good.
Now, that would be a nice move. Because that marriage does feel like it's done down there in Miami,
doesn't actually,
it?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So why not call Pat Riley?
They've called everyone else.
And say, can we get Eric Spoelstra? Then after Riley stops laughing, he'll hang up.
Exactly.
But I mean, you got to try.
Kind of embarrassing they've called everybody.
Have they called Doc Rivers yet?
I saw that meme.
Meme, yeah.
That was a great meme.
So good.
The Bucks gave permission for Doc Rivers. The Knicks declined.
Yeah.
Scam likely.
Yes.
What about, what's his name? Mark Jackson.
Yeah, Mark Jackson's a fun name. Hasn't coached in a minute, but obviously.
The Warriors legacy?
Yep. You know, got those players drafted to them, and he did pretty well with the Warriors. Was kind of like a Tom Thibodeau, though, that he could get them up to that place, but could he break them through? So I don't know.
Who are the coaches that can get you through right now in the NBA that are available? Greg Popovich.
Yeah, Popovich wants to come back. I know you won't know his name, but I really like Taylor Jenkins.
I've never heard of him.
I thought he got fired too early from Memphis, but as does most NBA head coaches, right? They get fired pretty early on. So I think Taylor Jenkins would be good.
That doesn't move the needle for New York, though. Doesn't this have to be a sexy hire now that
Probably.
We know? I mean, look at the NBA playoff ratings. Look at the NBA finals ratings. It's night and day. They're down 30%, right, from where they were because this is out cachet. So I think they realize the Knicks need a cachet name to keep this thing moving for the NBA. I think everybody's finally realizing the Knicks are a big catalyst for this league, right? When they're playing, it's good. It's the Knicks, it's the Celtics, it's the Lakers, it's the Heat, maybe, to an extent, and it's those four teams, right? So how do we make the Knicks sexier? How do we get the Knicks this sexy coach, this name that's going to come in here and absolutely light the world on fire? Because that's what I think they need.
Is Larry Brown still alive?
He is. He could be. Yeah, there you go. It's another good one. Yeah, Larry Brown. Coming back.
Dan, we haven't heard Dan Hurley ever since the odds came out. Would they call him maybe?
They could, but he won't.
He probably won't.
Two rings, Baldy.
Is that sexy?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's pretty sexy.
Is it? Okay. I'm asking.
It's a big name. He's won back-to-back natties.
Yeah.
Obviously not last year, but he won back-to-back natties just a couple years ago.
Go hire Carmelo Anthony.
That would be awesome.
Isn't awesome. His son getting ready to get drafted in like 2 years?
Yeah.
They ought to hire really Bill good. Self, and he can just turn it over to Jacques right now.
Mm.
No, they wouldn't hire Hurley because he's kind of a hard ass.
Yeah, like the players would not
they don't
like
want
him.
That.
No.
They don't want someone a little. Yeah.
So who's the reverse of the Tom
exactly.
Thibodeau? That's the thing. Yeah. Because yeah. That's what you
Doc
do.
Doc Rivers.
You go back to the you had a hard ass here, then you go back to a guy who's comforting and
offensive
blah, blah,
guy,
blah, right?
Defensive guy. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the guy in Denver?
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah. Michael Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could hire Malone.
Is he a softy?
Oh yeah.
He's a soft. I don't know. He called out those players.
Well, yeah, it's fair.
But a lot of people are saying no, but as everybody continues to get rejected, Malone may be
That's
the guy.
What I'm saying that name is going to keep
Maloney?
Rising. Maloney, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not a softie.
No, he's not. Yeah. Someone said, would you trade Rob Maloney for TJ Watt? No.
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 He has a no trade
clause.
No trade.
Yeah. Yeah. Dusty already said no trade.
This I think we can relate to from the 816. Guys, I'm having a terrible Wednesday. Hungover, not to that, but sat next to an absolute bag of a Yankees fan last night. He stood up and shouted every at bat, please, Bubich, save us tonight.
Well, that was the thing. We had some behind us last night, and they started out really bad. They kind of dissipated as the game went along.
Once it was 10-1, thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. But, you know, like Volpe hits a baseball up the middle. Like, that's my shortstop!
Oh, my God.
So Bobby made a play, and I got up and said, that's our shortstop! And high-fived Dusty in the face because he wasn't looking. But
he hit me on the top of the head, then we high-fived.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, Judge hits one. What do you hit it? 590 feet?
That's right.
140 miles per hour off the bat. He did this. Get up! Get up!
Yeah, yelling get up on that ball that Judge hit.
On top of the Hall of Fame.
It went 469 feet.
Third longest home run in Kauffman Stadium history, and that guy's yelling get up.
Also this guy. Good eye. Didn't want it.
Oh, yeah.
Spit on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
They're everywhere, man.
These guys.
And then when Kramer and I are doing our video, there's some Yankees fans. They were throwing out, like, homophobic slurs at us and stuff like that.
Come on.
True story. Yeah, ask Kramer about
man.
It. Oh, yeah, trying to purposely
really?
Rob the video. Because they saw Kramer walk around with the tripod for the camera, and we were interviewing people on how to spell Caglione. The video will come out later today. And Kramer's like, well, there's like 4 minutes I have to literally cut out of our video because these Yankees fans were literally like yelling at us saying like
jerks.
Derogatory stuff. I was like, great, guys. Have a nice day. Why do you have to go to a game and be a jerk?
Come on, dude.
And they got like really close to us. Like they cut like right behind me, like shoulder. Like I was like, dude, stay out of my space.
Just go to the game and enjoy the game and make it a good experience for everybody else.
Breaking news, Knicks have hired Spike Lee as
well. Oh, that's good. I like that. That's fantastic. Maybe they can hire Roman Anthony.
Oh,
Anthony, you know he's coaching that team.
Oh, Max got a question for us on the other side. I think the answer is unanimous. We'll get to it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Right, baby. That's right. That's right. It is a Wednesday. Fesco and Dusty poll question on a Wednesday. We asked for our Twitter poll at the Fan 965. You can go check it out. You can vote. We asked this year, would you trade this year's Travis Kelce for this year's TJ Watt straight up? 482 people have voted. 48% said yes. 28% said no. 24% said hell no. So 52% versus 48% is where we end. No on trading Travis Kelce. Very close.
Very close.
Nail biter.
Yeah.
Very close.
I'm surprised it was that close. Me too. Appreciate everybody for saying, well, if we can get better and trade somebody that's a little bit older, I'm all for it. But this is the last year of a star. And you know, dude, I would have traded him 10 years ago. No problem doing it. Now I'm like, we're finishing his career here in Kansas City. 1 year from today, the World Cup starts.
Whoa.
Yeah, we got 1 year from today, the World Cup starts.
That'll be fun.
A lot of work for Mayor L and everybody to do downtown, get that place cleaned up.
Here comes the pop-up hotels everywhere. Get ready for those. Lee Summit, man, they're already working, man, on 470.
What do you mean pop-up hotels?
I mean, they're just going to start popping up. Like, there's hotels.
Are they building a bunch of hotels in Lee Summit?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because that area is growing, though. That area out there by Red Door and...
Yeah, West Pryor.
I think they're putting in a Nick the Greek out there, and Chicken Salad Chick is going in there as well. Yep. See, I know my Lee Summit, right? Mm-hmm. Over there, that's a growing area, so you're going to have...
Truly.
The hotels and whatnot pop up there. But, I mean, there's a lot of work to do to get this city ready, to make it look good. A lot of trash to clean up downtown. The garbage-wise is everywhere. You got to pick up all the debris, the mattresses, all that kind of stuff. Like, we cannot have litter at all when the World Cup comes here to town. And so they've got their work cut out for them downtown. And, you know, I support everything that they're going to do and to make this town look awesome, because New Orleans did a great job for the Super Bowl. And I tell people that all the time. You walk around New Orleans, man, they did a great job during the Super Bowl. You felt safe. It was clean. They took care of everything. That's the NFL. This is now the World Cup. This is going to be, I think, a spectacular moment for our town to put it on the world stage. For the first time really ever, we're going to be on the true world stage. But there's a lot of work to do, and I hope the leaders actually lead and make the hard decisions that are necessary to make this town look good. And Kathy Nelson's got all our support. She does an amazing job. I hope people do what she needs them to do to make this town shine. 1 year from today, the clock is now ticking.
Yeah, first impressions are everything, right? A lot of people are going to get first impressions of Kansas City, and they'll tell people, hey, this was great or this was terrible. So you want to get that reputation looking good. And I know a lot of people in Nashville will be waiting to text me if Kansas City fails, because they're mad that they're not a World Cup city. Well, so, KC, kill it. Come on.
But we're better than them, and we have the better stadium than them, and we have more soccer facilities here. I mean, it's just better sports fans. Ugh. Yeah, so I don't really, the Nashville people, they can, you know, continue to whine and whatnot.
Oh, they will.
And they will, and that's fine. Let them whine, but we got it, and we got to make sure we do it right. And we will. I mean, there's not been a thing that we've done wrong when it comes to a big event in this town ever, and that's because Kathy Nelson's in charge, and she will make sure that everything is done the best way possible to make this town look awesome, because she's as good as an ambassador for this town as we've ever had.
Yeah, I'm just ready for everybody to come to the city, be able to get around, and everybody just...
She's such a smooth ride.
I mean, like, Kansas had to step it up with the buses. Like, without the state of Kansas putting in the buses and giving us the buses, they were not going to get that part of the thing done. There's been a lot, again, there'll be a book on this, I'm sure, too, about all the red tape and nonsense that the Casey Moe has had to jump through to get this thing done and some of the resistance that they faced along the way to try to get this done. I'll write it in the book at some point.
You need someone good in charge. The defense of the Kansas City Chiefs has someone pretty good in charge. That's Steve Spagnuolo. He was on the New Heights podcast. Yeah. He was ripping Travis. Here it is.
I value what I call football get it.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to be a 4.0 student in college. I mean, I don't ask about GPAs, right? Trav wouldn't be able to play defense if we were asking about GPAs.
That's awesome, man.
And that's why this team flows, man.
Exactly. Like
they can bust some balls. They can have some jokes, and nobody gets upset. That's
great. GPA?
One more time for those people that might have missed that. Spags on Travis Kelce not being able to play defense.
I value what I call football get it.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to be a 4.0 student in college. I mean, I don't ask about GPAs, right? Trav wouldn't be able to play defense if we were asking about GPAs.
That's great.
It's perfect, man. 4.0 students. That's great.
That's good advice for everybody. Yeah, Spags ain't checking anybody's GPA as they come through that door. But you do. You got to understand the system. I mean, NFL systems and offenses, and I'm always like, why? They seemingly get harder by the day. Let's just make it easy for everybody so we don't have to worry about Travis getting a 4.0, right?
Yeah, no need to. C's get degrees, right? That's what you say.
Have football get it. I like that.
Man.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's what he cares about. He cares about getting football. He makes it really simple. He talked about the rookies when I was there last week, and he just kept talking about how they love football. That's what he cares about. No football, love football, football, get it.
Well, and that's the thing with so many athletes these days is that do they love the sport or do they love the benefit of the sport? And we've talked about that with the NBA, right? We've talked about that with baseball. We've talked about that with football. I mean, I think that for a while there, a lot of people thought Eric Fisher liked the benefits of being an NFL player, not being an NFL player. And that all flipped and that changed. And then he loved the sport. And once he fell back in love with the sport, how much better he became as a football player. Like, I get it. The lifestyle is fantastic. You want to make as much money as you possibly can, but you also have to have that love of the sport. You do, because, or whatever it is that you do, you have to have the love of it. And if you don't love it and go in every day with that, with the love, it's whatever. So if you don't love playing football, then don't be a football player. You can love the benefits of football, but then you're letting down your whole team and the city and your fans and all that kind of stuff if you're just going out there and going through the motions.
I think it was an old boss of mine that said, if you don't love it, those are the ones that miss it the most when it's gone. Like, the ones that don't embrace it while they have it are the ones that miss it when it's gone.
That's a great way to put, like, Travis Kelce. Like, the people who are going to be nitpicking him this year, or the people who are nitpicking Salvi this year, right? Salvi's going to walk out that door sooner rather than later, and you're going to miss those days. So why are you sitting around complaining about Salvi, or the ones who will complain about Travis Kelce this year? I mean, he's washed. Dude, it's his last year. Just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Stop. Just stop. It's okay at times to just enjoy what's happening.
Yeah,
you don't have to have a hot take for everything.
And don't go in there expecting to see 28-year-old Travis Kelce. Like, go go into the season expecting to see Ant-Man, right? Paul Rudd's a superhero. What do you expect? To be entertained. Yeah. And then when you leave, you seem a little bit more pleased than you would have been like, well, it's Marvel. I want to see a score. I want to see this action. I want to see this, good dialogue and all this character development. You walk out, you're like, that was terrible. It's like, you went in there with like Robert Downey Jr. expectations of Iron Man 1.
Yeah, in-game sort of expectations.
Yeah, expectations.
You go into Ant-Man, you're like, should be good. Should be fun. And then you walk out, you're like, give that a lot more respect than I should have given it. He actually did have 90 catches. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen, you never know.
No, but I mean, but that's what you have to do. You have to manage your expectations. And if you think, Cags is going to go 4 for 4 every single night and Travis Kelce's going to have 5 touchdowns a game and Mahomes is going to throw for 5,000 yards, and then when they don't and you're upset, well, that's on you. You got to manage your expectations a little bit. And I think your expectations this year for Travis Kelce, enjoy it. Whatever it is, just enjoy it, because we probably ain't going to see it again. And you're going to be that guy in 10 years who goes, man, I wish I would have enjoyed more of Travis Kelce, but I sat around worried about his fantasy stats.
Speaking of GPA, I'm glad they didn't check GPAs when they hired me here. Rough. Well.
Yeah, I feel that.
I made the dean's list my last 2 years in college.
Oh, well then.
Well, that's because I was taking like classes on microphones and cameras. I wasn't taking math, English, history, like all that stuff. I was taking like, you know, your electives for your major.
That was the only list I ever made in college was do not serve.
That's good.
That's very good. That's very good.
This guy the other night had a shirt at a game that says, I turn hot dogs into hot logs.
Yeah, and they showed it on MLB Network, which I'm stunned, which is great for MLB Network. But yeah, they were gross.
And then the College World Series guys on top of the roof shaking their shirts with no shirts on. Golly, baseball, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to see who wins the shot contest.
When does Omaha start this weekend?
I think so.
Yep. There you go, as soon as the doors open.
They were setting up 2 weeks ago, and Gold and I were down there. They had all the tents, all the everything was just getting ready to go, and all the places that were around the stadium, we were talking to bartenders and servers. We're like, you ready for 2 weeks? Like, oh, yeah.
That's where I make their nut for the year.
Oh, yeah. They're like, this is where it goes, man. This is where it gets going. This is where everything is. So,
congratulations to them, because they're going to roll in the dough up there for 2 weeks.
Somebody says on the text line, don't ever use the manage expectations argument with your spouse. Yikes. Yeah, don't do that. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Air. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.